Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you all the way from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city with the sun shines brightly. Ah, yes, and the palm trees just blowing in the wind. What a beautiful sight. Oh, wish you were here. Oh, it's a beautiful day today. Chilly but beautiful and sunny. I'm having a grand time. Yes, I want to thank you and you for being there on the other end, whatever time you're listening or whatever way you're listening. We thank God for you and you being with us again on 2015. Thanking God for a year starting out that we've never seen before. And we're praying that you have all the blessings of God upon you, the favor of God enhance you in every way that you needed to be today. That's our prayer for you today. Yes, it is. Glory be to God. And it's a grand day, isn't it? Yes, yes. I tell you, I guess you can tell that I'm wind up. I tell you that prophetic transformation. I've been transformed. Yes, praise God, praise God. Now, we want to pray for a few people that still rather urgent prayers today. We're going to start off with LaWanda Sheffield there in Virginia. We want to start off with her today. She's seriously ill, and there they had to induce a coma with in order to keep her alive. So we are praying for her right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you to touch LaWanda right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we know lupus is not anything that's hard for you to cure, to conquer, Father. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, her husband is standing by, Bishop Timothy. He's standing by, Lord God, and he needs your help right now to go through this ordeal that's occurring in his life. Father, have mercy right now on that family in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Let your will be done today, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we count it done right now. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Carla Scott. Father, wherever she is, touch her right now, Lord. Give her a mind, God. Touch her spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel out assignment that Satan has brought against her in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask you to touch Miriam Christian at this hour there in the hospital also, God. Touch her at this hour, Lord. Touch her mind, her spirit, right now in her body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it right now, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Jessica, Lord. Jessica Parks, Father. Parish. Touch Jessica Parish there in St. Thomas, Father. Touch her right now, Lord. She's having a little bit of trouble. She's pregnant with twins, God, and she's having a little trouble. Father, in the name of Jesus, nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Touch her right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you, Lord, for touching Ashley Ritter, Lord God. We thank you for touching him right now, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask that you take friend from Germany, Benjamin, take him back safely, God. He's been with us for 6 months. Father God, we ask you to give him safe flight back, Father, with his parents, in the name of Jesus, God, and let something take root in him that he's heard of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father God, help him right now, Lord. Oh, God, let something have come in unaware to him, God. He tried to fight it so, but let it take root in him right now as he go home, in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you, mighty God, for blessing the ministry, the service, and all, God. We thank you for touching them. Father God, we are looking for renewed strength, Lord, renewed pocketbooks, too. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that health would spring forth in all those that are sick and suffering, whether it's mentally, physically, or whatever, God, in Jesus' name. And we count it done today in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to touch the preachers now. Touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Touch them, God. Lord, they need help. Some of them, Lord, don't know which way to go or which way is up. Father God, we ask you to touch them right now, their ministry right now, Lord. Oh, Father, have mercy right now in their bodies, God, touching their families, God. Oh, Lord, they need you at this hour. Don't let them, one of them be lost today. Not your ministers, Father. They are flaming fire. Let them continue to burn, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for the financial miracles that's coming forth in this hour, God. We thank you for it, God. Oh, Lord, for every one of us, God, I'm including myself. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise for it right now in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, Lord God, for moving, Lord, on us, moving in the midst of us, Lord God. I thank you for everything that you're doing in my life. Touch my home, Lord, my car, Lord, everything, Lord, the people in my home, Father, in the name of you. Touch my family, my children, grandchildren, what have you. Touch them, Lord, great-grand. I got some great-grands. My great-grands, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch them too, Lord, in Jesus' name. They need you today, God, like never before. Don't let one of them be lost, Father God, but hold them up right now. Touch the ministry, each one that's there. Increase the children, Lord. I just love to have children. Lord God, increase them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch the building. Touch around the building, Father God. Let that anointing flow like a mighty river every service, Lord. We're praying for every service. Be renewed. Strengthen there, God, in finances and people and, oh, God, in musicians and administrators and clerks and whatever, secretaries, whatever we need, God, outreaches. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, get rid of the independent spirits that are lurking around in Jesus' name today, Father, and we thank you for it right now. Oh, glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Ain't God good? I tell you, you can go on praising God for something forever, can't you? All right, here's a little word for today. The harvest of happiness is most often reaped by the hands of helpfulness. The harvest of happiness is most often reaped by the hands of helpfulness. We thank God for that today. We thank God for having the deacon of I'm Just Saying with us today. We thank God for having him with us today. I'm Just Saying. Pardon me. I'm Just Saying. What did I say? Okay, we thank God for him being with us today. Isn't God good? I tell you, God is so good. And, you know, we thank God that we may hear We have our own Pastor Sharon Barnes tuned in. She's going to do some work today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we're going to try to patch her in here today. We're going to try to patch her in. Yes, 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 indeed. Glory be to God. I know she's wind up today. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. The high time we had upon last night with our prophetic transformation. Oh, yes, yes. I believe just about everybody got some kind of transfer last night in their lives. God was changing things. Yes, yes. Ooh, Lord have mercy. You know how the children stick their tongue out, say, ah, ha, ha, devil, devil, devil. You know, lick the tongue at you and talk about, ah, well, we do that to the devil today. Yes, hallelujah, glory be to God. God is good to us people, and I don't mind telling you how good he is today. Yes, yes. So I'm going to just start this thing off today. Just a little word I'm starting off with here today. Glory to God. Now, if I sound a little sluggish, you know, after having a time and shouting up a storm and praising God, you know, you got to get back here. Yes, yes. So I'm starting with Luke, the 9th chapter. Luke, the 9th chapter, and around the, I'm going to start at the 54th verse. The 54th. And it says, and when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, will thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them even as Elias did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of. Now, what do you think about when somebody says something like this, or perhaps you might have said something like that? Lord, let some fire catch him. Let him fall in a ditch. You know, say something to that effect. You know, when somebody, you know, because people can really ruffle your feathers. Now, I ain't on the sense of not saying that somebody don't ruffle your feathers. Somebody will ruffle your feathers just as sure as you born. Oh, yes, they will. Then that devil know how to get to you, don't he? And we say things without really knowing what we say sometimes. Isn't that right? Because here, James and John said, will thou that we command fire? Now, all of a sudden, they mighty in strength and power, huh? They're saying, can we command fire to come from heaven and consume them? Those ones that, see, all it was about the ones, when you read up in this story here, it was about some ones that was doing what they were doing, but they weren't following them. Do you see what I'm saying? And a lot of times I'm finding out here today that people will try to copy you, but they don't want to follow you. They want to mimic you, but they don't want to follow you. Isn't that some kind of strange thing? People got some odd ways, don't they? My, my, my. So they felt like that they this is what they should do. But when you go on to 56th verse, he say, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. They kept a going. You see, he just told them that, and he rebuked them and all, and they didn't run out and say, we quit in the ministry, did they? They got rebuked and had to go on just the same. They kept on going. But today's church, they are finicky. people are so finicky, you know, and they want to say, why is you saying something like that to me? I'm not coming back here no more. Well, when you get rebuked, you just, what? Get rebuked, don't you? Glory be to God. And stop trying to blame somebody else because you get rebuked. God rebuke all of us, the pastors included, and they still got to walk in their calling. They still got to tend to their assignment. You see what I'm saying? You can't just quit just like that. You can't get angry and quit when your mother and your father chastise you. What you want to do, quit them? You want to divorce them, get rid of them? Now, that's silly stuff. You see, they still going to be your mother and father. I don't care if you stop talking to them till Jesus comes. Amen. They still your mother and father. Is that right? Come on, think about it now. Some things you cannot get rid of. Do you get the picture? And you have to deal with it. You need to deal with a lot of things in your life. Hmm? Now, you think about when Jesus was going to that to the Samaritan village, right? Think about it. And people didn't receive him well, did they? They're not going to receive us either. You know that? Think about it now. They're not going to receive all of us, uh-huh. and so the disciples want to burn them up. You know, get rid of them because they ain't receiving Jesus and all of that. We can't get mad when people don't receive us or our leaders, huh? All you got to do is just introduce them to God, and that's all you got to do, huh? You ain't got nothing else to do. Jesus take care of all that. You hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's why he just rebuked them and told what he came to do. You know, that's what he came to do. But when you look at this story, when you think about it, what's at work here? Well, how about a judgmental spirit? Now, why would you call that a judgmental spirit, huh? Well, there's a research group that I read about said that most non-believers view Christians as too judgmental. Why is that? Is it that they don't want to hear when you tell them about the Lord? They say we too judgmental. You heard that, don't you? When you tell somebody about Jesus, are they sinning? Nobody want to be sinners, huh? But they keep on sinning. Isn't that strange? Don't you think that's kind of strange? My. That's the way people are. So you mix and mingle with them and all with these people, and you share their views and their values, huh? You can communicate with others in ways that attack rather than attract. So what you do? You stop mingling with these people that you looking for them to come to the Lord, but you want to do what they do and agree with their views and what have you. It's like I tell people oftentimes, now you raise your child up to be in God, to love God, to serve him. But now your child is going away to college. Now we're going to see just how much of God is really in them that they have absorbed all those years. Because when they get into college, there's some different things being taught there. It's against the Bible, what a lot of that stuff they're teaching there in college, and they coming in contact with people of other faith and beliefs, and they are more stronger than your words. And they pick it up, they stash it into their minds and their spirit. So when they come back home, they got a different view altogether. You ready to knock them out. You know you are. All of that teaching I done gave you, and you done got it in the church, and you say you wasn't going to lose it, and you, well, now listen here. You don't know just how much they have learned, do you see, until they go away to college. They are being influenced by another spirit. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now you got to turn around now and deprogram them. Yes, you got to deprogram, because they're saying, well, they say, you know, we're just judgmental and we always judging them. I say they can say whatever they want. A sin is sin in any language. You hear what I'm saying? God is looking at the sin that they're doing. You ain't judging them, because judgment going to be the last day when all men shall be judged, huh? By the work done in their bodies, in their lifetime. Do you see what I'm saying? Glory be to God. So don't let it worry you. Don't let it bother you. Do you get the picture? It's bothering so many people about what people say. I don't worry about what people say. It's crazy, because somebody always saying something, and then people are judgmental. Yeah, there are a lot of people that is judgmental, you know, and all of that. They ain't just trying to tell you about your sins and stuff. They act like they don't commit sins, you see, because, and the words say, all have sinned and come short of the glory. So everybody's sinned, so don't be trying to be so perfect, you perfect, and make more mistakes than Carter got liver pills. You see what I'm saying? You make an awful lot of mistakes, but you want to be perfect. You want everybody to think of you as being the perfect little Patsy. You know, well, I don't mean no, if your name Patsy, I ain't talking about you especially now. I thought I better clear that up. Praise God. But you want to be the perfect little person. You see what I'm saying? Glory to God. And you got more stuff going than the average sinner do. And you should call yourself a Christian. So you are very judgmental, judging somebody else instead of judging your own self. Do you see what I'm saying? Look in the mirror at yourself first. That's what you got to do. And I tell them all the time, I say, I'm not the, you keep me knowing that I'm not perfect. You know why? Because the more you talk about me and come against me and everything, shows me day by day I'm not perfect, because I get really upset. And you do too. Tell me, well, no, I don't get upset. Yes, you do. Stop lying. You do go to get upset about stuff. You get upset about what people say. It do upset you, but it's how you react to it. Yes, yes, yes. You smile and say, praise ye the Lord. That's your opinion, and that's it. That's your opinion, not mine. But we go on and we move on. I love you anyway. Glory be to God, and keep on going. Don't let them bother you. And so many people have a different doctrine than you have. And you want your doctrine to be the doctrine. That's it. Well, listen here. Every one of us could think wrong. Any of us, preachers, I don't care how much money they got. I don't care how big their ministry is. They can be wrong. Do you get the picture? They can have the right doctrine in the wrong spirit. Do you get that too, huh? Yes, think about that now. They can have the right doctrine, the wrong spirit. The wrong spirit and the right doctrine. They can reverse that stuff, you see. And so, in other words, you're not perfect. You're not perfect. Stop trying to say you got it going on and you ain't got it going on. Look at your life. Look at yourself in the mirror and be honest with yourself that you don't have everything going on. It ain't perfect. But I know there's a whole lot of people think they perfect. I don't even be bothered with you, because she don't know nothing. You probably know more than you do. Glory be to God. And I'm finding out there are many people, Satan got them fooled. They all messed up. Dealing with Satan, and but your doctrine is not like, well, it ain't supposed to be like your doctrine. Whatever it is, different people interpret the Bible different ways. You see what I'm saying? And so God is the one judge that factor. Do you see what I'm saying? Glory be to God. It's God that judges this. And then his other one, well, I know more than you. Well, listen here. No, you don't. Huh? You don't know no more than nobody. Glory be to God. You need to do what? Go on your knees before God and say, God, show me the way. Show me your way, God. Not my way, not my will, but your will be done in my life. I need your will to show up in my life, Father. And I need to be humble, too. Yes, yes, yes. See, that's a person that's not humble at all. When they think that they are more than the preacher, they are more than their preacher, they're more than everybody. They're the only one got the truth. You say, why are you fussing? No, I'm just telling it like it is today, how we are today. I know that I don't know everything. That's why I try to be around people and get around them to see what they know. You know, learn what they learn. If I see somebody at my, let me see what they know. How did they get that? How did they get there? Do you get it? Don't sit up and try to, well, I know more than they do. No, I don't more than they do. And they don't know more than I know, because we know different things, because God cut us from a different cloth, so to speak, of knowledge. Do you hear me? Praise God. This is what God has done. So you don't have to judge that person that harshly, you see. Why can't we just love each other anyway? You know, why can't we just love each other? Why is it so hard to love, huh? Why? Is it some carnal mind that we have caused us not to love one another? And when you see each other, you can't be civil toward each other, huh? You can't run over there and help somebody sometime, help that person. You know what I think? I'm going to just throw this in. That's my little thoughts, you know. Praise God. But think about this. If a person don't like you and they tell somebody else don't go over to their church or house or whatever the case may be, well, now, if they so wrong, why don't you, Mr. or Mrs. Righteous, go over there and try to help straighten them out? Come on, think about that now. Just maybe you will have the truth. Just maybe the truth is there in you and they do need help, huh? But they cannot get help if you don't go over there and show yourself friendly and try to help them. Hello, come on, somebody, help me out here now. I'm just talking, and as Michael say, I'm just saying, I'm just saying now, you know, you don't have to take this if you don't want to, or you can just shut it down. Glory be to God, you have the privilege. This is why I don't get it, when people want to get all the church people off the radio and off the TV. They shouldn't be on there. Why not, huh? All you got to do is that little knob on your radio or button, push the button and change the channel. You don't have to listen to it. Ain't nothing making you listen to the Christian radio or the Christian TV. All you got to do is change the channel. You ain't gonna go and get a, I'm going to coat, take them to coat and get it turned off, because I can't stand it. Well, can't nobody stand you either, but they ain't trying to turn you off. Huh? You see, we got some crazy stuff going on here. And they go to court. Now they want to make us accept the gay people. We accept them. We do. We accept them and say you must be born again. But you don't want us to tell them they must be born again. They want to stay like they are, but you want us not to stay like we are and accept you as you are. Now, we backward. Aren't we backward? Huh? If what's good for the goose is good for the gander, that's what y'all telling us. Oh, you know that's what you're telling us. But you know, people say, well, I don't like black people. I got a lot of friends. I went to school with black people, but can they come to your house? Can they sleep in your bed? Huh? Come on, talk about it now. Be real with yourself, what you really like, what you don't like, what you want to cope with, what you want to deal with. You need to be truthful. So you are one of those people that is judgmental of a person because of their color, judgmental of that person because of their sex, or whatever the case may be, what they prefer. Amen. You are a free person to accept whatever you want. But you can't make me accept something because, you know, I don't want to accept it. Hello. Truth anyhow, Lord, have mercy. Don't beat me up, y'all. Hallelujah, glory to God. I know somebody cussing me out, you know, right now. But, you know, the thing is, if you don't like it, what I say, this is my program. If you don't like it, just turn it off. You have the right to turn off. You got fingers, you can turn it off. See, I know, yeah, but you, well, sometimes it's something, well, then take the good and the bad. I've learned that when you are dealing with people and you're a leader, you have to take the good and the bad. When a person is angry with you, mad with you, whatever, you got to take the good and the bad. You don't like it, but you still deal with it. Huh? God will fix it after a while. That's all you got to know is God will fix it after a while. He'll fix them and you. And where you both can get along. Now remember, what did the Bible tell you in Matthew 19 chapter? Huh? He said, love your neighbor as yourself. Huh? Love your neighbor. Now, he didn't tell you, well, if your neighbor's non-Christian, you don't love him. He say, love your neighbor as yourself. So you still got to love him. You got to love those that got the same sex thing in gear there. You got to love them. You got to love the ones that ain't in the same type of faith you in. You still got to love them anyhow. Huh? Because he told us to love one another. So if you want to be a practicing Christian, you love them anyhow. You may not like what they're doing, but you love them anyhow. And you don't sit up and mistreat them, trying to kill them and all that. That don't even make sense. Where is that is in the Bible? Bible didn't tell you to kill them. He told you to do what? Love them as you love yourself. Do you love yourself? Then you must don't love yourself. Amen. I'm moving right along. Praise God. So this is the way it is. What you going to do? What are you going to do? You need to do like Psalms say in the book of Psalms. Taste and see. That's all you got to do is just tell them. So you need to just taste and see how good God is. Just try it. Try him, you may like. You don't try him, you can just say, okay, God, I don't like this God here, and go on about your business. That's all you do. He ain't going to hold you down with a nail and a hammer. He not going to hold you. Just say, I don't want it. I'm getting out of it. Because I was just reading about a man that did that. He did exactly that. Forgot his name that quick. The man went and he said he going to try atheists. He was a pastor, and he's leaving the Christian way and trying atheists for a year. Now, he tried the atheists for a year, and this is what he came to. He's coming, going over into the atheists. Whatever you want to call it. You see what I'm saying? So he left the Christian faith and he went over with the atheists. Now, see, dibbing and dabbing in something that you ain't ready for. You see what I'm saying? Because it's like this. God said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So he going to have to go back to it. Hello, somebody. He going to have to go back to it because God's word is still true. I don't care how he want to think now. He want to do what he want to do, do anything, and he want to cuss God and everything else. He want to do all this. Why? He got something against God. Somebody died in his family. His child got sick and something. What you want to give up God and go try something else? That don't even make sense. Because every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, so you're going to have to come back to it anyway. So you might as well just stay on there and fight through whatever your issues are and let God fix you right. Instead of going trying some other God, he said, yeah, I should have no other gods before me. And he said that, he mean that, and it's still in effect. Hello, somebody. Woo, Lord, how am I sitting there? Glory be to God. Taste and see just how good God is today. Lord, have mercy. She didn't call in today. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Mikey.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Deacon Michael, and I'm every Monday at 3 p.m. So I'm just trying to tell you that I'm listening to the apostle talk, and the apostle was talking about things that's going on today. And it's a lot. It's a whole lot of things going on today. So we need God more than we ever did. And I was listening when she said about that pastor going to atheism. Atheism is supposed to cut ties with all gods. They're supposed to be universal and not spiritual. They're supposed to be just what it is and believe in the Big Bang Theory and things of that nature. So, but when something go wrong, the first thing they'll say is, oh, God. So let's get that right. So they still have God in their system. A lot of them was born with God. So therefore, God is still with them. And they don't seem to understand that. And these are some of the things that are going on in 2015 that we have to look at, and we have to be with God and trust God that God is going to be with us at all times. And God is always with us at all times. You know, and people don't realize that God is there holding our hand. God and the Holy Spirit is there with us. But people need to understand these things. They need to see these things. And they need to experience these things. Because last night at that prophetic transformation, it was so awesome. And, you know, and it makes you shiver in your seat. You know, and people were falling out. And everything, and it was something awesome to believe, and you have to see it, and you have to be involved in it, and let yourself go and enjoy what the Holy Spirit is doing. But a lot of people hold on to things, like Apostle was saying about that repenting, and also, you know, you have to repent to get rid of the sins. You know, it's not the point that people don't love people; it's the point of the matter we don't love the sin that the people do, because of the fact of the matter is sin, no matter how you look at it. And people always say, oh, the Christians they're so judgmental and they're so hardcore. No, it's not that. It's the fact of the matter is we don't love the sin. Of course, everybody has some people that's overzealous. So let's get that out of the way. Some people do be overzealous and forget where they came from. Now, let's face that. That's all over the place. Everybody has some of them. You know, some of them people that's going to beat you in the head with the Bible and things of that nature. But we got to understand that in everything is always going to be some that's not. So let's understand that, because of the fact of the matter is we got to find out who's true and who's not. And the only way you'll be that is if you be into God good enough to understand and see what's real and what's unreal. You know, because of the fact of the matter is you are going to be fooled. And let's face it, some people do pull the wool over your eyes. Some people are so good at it that you'll believe what they're saying. You know, you'll believe a grasshopper can't jump, you know. And people always do these things, and people don't understand that God, when God is with us, God stays with us, and in order for us to be with Him, we have to commit ourselves. And the thing about it is, we don't want to commit. And God is not the fact that He's, like Pastor say, is not nailing us down. They're not holding our feet and making us and twisting your arm. No, you have a free mind. You have a free will to come under the fold on your own, and that's up to you to stay in the transformation of God. And once you get into that transformation, you'll feel the Holy Spirit. You'll see truth more than you'll see a lie. You'll see truth more than you'll see sin. So let's understand that, because, you know, you can look in the mirror and look at the reflection that's in the mirror and see how good and how bad you are. Now, some people going to lie to themselves and say, I got it going on, as pastors say. But, you know, a lot of them lie to themselves. And the thing about it is, as I said Monday, some people's holler, it's a new year and it's going to be a new me. And the new me always be wind up with the same things and the same and the same attitude that they have. You know, you can't be a new you and you got the same attitudes and you got the same thing going on. So let's try not to be in the new year and talking about a new me and lying to yourself. Just say that you're going to try to get better. You're going to try to do better work and do better things. And that's the point. We have to try and strive to be better. Now, those of you who are stubborn, hard-headed like a mule, God will slowly bring you to the fore. God will slowly bring you in, but you have to want to. Now, if you don't want to, that's you. Don't try to bring me down. I'm going to try to bring you up. And you understand what I'm saying? Because of the fact of the matter is, God is saying, put your hand out and help your fellow man. Love your fellow man regardless of what they do. You know, and I know it's hard, because it is hard. You know, because a lot of people want revenge, you know, and that's a bad emotion there, revenge, because revenge take you to hell, you know, and people fail to realize that, you know. And it's certain things that will cause us to go to hell, and we think it won't. But let's have an understanding about these things, you know. And I'm just saying, we need to learn to have an understanding of sin and not sin, because we're out here and you never know when things come up. You never know what happens to you. You never know what goes on. So this is Deacon Michael coming, going with you, and I'm just passing it on.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We have Pastor Sharon.
Amen. Thank God for the word that came forth from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. Amen. I tell you, the word to give you something to think about this morning, which Apostle Porter was coming from Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 54, and he turned and rebuked them and said, "Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of." And that is something. You read the Bible, but you never really paid attention. You don't know what manner of spirit you are of. And I'm reminded when Jesus was telling the disciple that he was going to be crucified, he was going to leave. And sometimes you say things out your mouth. You have good intention, but Jesus recognizing what manner of spirit they were of, and they wanted to get back at the person. And I know Deacon Michael talking about a revengeful spirit, but a lot of times do people even know they're getting revengeful? You could do revengeful by not helping the person. That's a form of revenge. You say, well, let them do it all by themselves. Or you can say, you know what, I'm going to get them. There's different forms of revenge that manifests itself. Oh, I'm not going to speak to them. We heard about when you hear the word of God and how God comes and he'll chastise you. And you say, you know what, I have nothing to say to that person. Why? Because you caught yourself being what? Another form of being vindictive, revengeful. Vindictive is really the word revenge. Revenge is being spiteful. Spiteful is being unforgiving. And we have to learn how to forgive. Yes, the Lord let us know in Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 16 says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpent and harmless as dove." And I look at the word dove. Dove is there. Why? Because in the book of the Word of God, let us know that when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciple, it was like a what? A fire. And most people consider dove as represent the Holy Spirit. And he's telling us that be harmless, be harmless. You know, we are among wolves. Wolves is what? Wolves will tear you to pieces. Wolf is always looking to prey on a person. The wolf is always looking to pounce. The wolf is always looking for someone to attack. And that's a, you know, a wolf is one of the animals that is always looking for a prey. And the Word of God let us know, be what? I send you forth as sheep. A sheep doesn't know how to take care of themselves. They need that shepherd. They need the Word of God. They need God's guidance and God's protection. We need the Word of God to let keep us lined up to the Word of Him today. And he said, verse 17 said, "But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the council, and they will scorn you in the synagogue." So when we read the Word of God today, let us know that, you know, even in the house of God, there's some will hear and some won't hear. Some will do and some won't do. And God forbid, if you ask them, can they help? They'll give it that little, I call it that evil look now. Come on now. I call it that evil look. Why are you telling me to help out? Why are you asking me to do this? I tell you, we know that the person that's born and they cannot speak, we call them the deaf and the dumb. But I tell you, there's so many body language, there's so many sign language that's going on. You don't need to open your mouth. There is no words that is needed. Your body language, what? Propels it all. But you know what? What the Word of God saying that we still got to watch what manner of spirit we are in. We got to watch ourselves. I tell you, in this 2015, we have to what? Pay attention to ourselves today. Ask God to lead and guide us into all truth today. Lord, help me today. I need your help today. Lead and direct me, Father God, that I may walk according to your word and not looking to the left nor looking to the right. Why? Because you don't want to be continue looking to the left nor to the right. Why? Because I want to continue into what God has called me into. Because they're going to always have a choice. He let us know in his word, choose ye this day whom you will serve. You got a choice. It is your choice to if you want to do it. It is your choice if you don't want to do it. But everyone has to come to a realization that end of your day, you have what? Bow down to Jesus. You ain't got no choice. It's not I want to do it or I don't want to do it. Because the Word of God let us know that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. You don't have a choice there because what? You can give us all the choice right now. You can choose to serve God. You can choose not to serve God. You know what the Word of God says about marriage between a man and a woman? Come on now. I heard the apostle touching on that today. And people have no brought up with the Word of God all their life, but a deceiving spirit came up and telling them otherwise but the Word of God. See, we're not giving our opinion today, but we're giving you what the Word of God says. He created male and female. And in the book of Genesis, he talks about he created Adam and Eve. You can turn your Bible to the book of Genesis. creation. When God created the heaven and the earth, and then he created man, he created Adam, and then he took Eve out of Adam. And that's what the word of God tells us today. So people may say, well, that's your opinion. No, we're talking about the word of God. Everyone still got their choice. You can choose to serve God. You can choose not to serve God. You can choose to do it the right way. You can choose not to do it the right way. But at the end, you still got to answer to the creator of the heaven and the earth, and his name is Jesus. So we can today, now we can just think over all of what we have done. We can reevaluate ourselves and get it right with the Lord. And when our Bishop Michael talking about sins and iniquities, and I heard they talk about iniquity. Iniquity is when you know what you're doing, it is wrong, and you constantly keep doing it. Now, we know God is long-suffering. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of love. But then it comes a time when you'll say to your baby, if your baby is born and the baby not progressing, and 1 month come and 2 months, and that baby, there's no change in that baby's feature, that baby's not growing, that baby's not even rolling around, the baby's not lifting their head, the baby's not paying focus, you'll say, man, something wrong with my baby. Man, I better take my baby to the doctor to see what's wrong with my baby. It's the same thing when it comes to God. They got to be a change. It comes a time when we got to get off the pacifier, we got to get off the milk, and we got to start getting the meat of what the word, which is the word of God. It comes a time where God wants you to mature. How can you win other souls for Christ if you always in the pacifier state? Now, we, these people might say, well, you're being hard. No. Think about it naturally. If your baby stay in that state and never want to have on training pants, you're and always wearing Pampers, you'll say, man, something wrong with my child. My child can't even use the bathroom on their own. You want to see a doctor to see what's going on. So today, take yourself to Dr. Jesus and say, Dr. Jesus, I'm in this way, and I need your help. I keep doing what? Repeat. I need your help because I need to get all this to walk according to your word. You can speak to yourself today and tell your mind to line up to the word of God. And Deacon Michael was talking about, be what? True to yourself. You can be truthful to yourself. You know what? I do this and I do this. And when you acknowledge who you are, who the real you is, then you can start going forward. But God is what? He is good. We have to recheck ourselves out today and know that Jesus, he rebuked the disciple. So it happens in the ministry. When you're the man or your woman of God in the ministry, rebuke you, chastise you, or we say rebuke and chastise. You know what? They'll let you know where you at in God. We, and sometimes it does not feel good. I'll lie to you and tell you what it feels good. No, nothing feels good when they're telling you about where you at and what you're doing. It does not feel good. But do you want to grow in Christ? Do you want to make the change? Do you want tired of doing the same thing over and over and over? If you're tired of doing the same thing over and over, and yes, you may get bruised. Yes, your feelings may get hurt. But you know what? It will heal. You can grow from it. You can become what? A toddler now. Or you can be a child until you grow into maturity. Yes, we all have to go through great trials. Yes, we all go through different things in life. But you know what? God is able to bring us through. God is the one that is taking us through. God is the one that is leading and guiding us into all truth today. So he talked about he did not come to destroy man lives, but God came to what? To save them. And that's all it is in the ministry. The ministers want to what? Give them the word, give us the word of God that God has entrusted them with. And how can they give the word of God out? They come, you can't get just ice cream all the time and cakes now with sprinkle on top. There's some time you may have to get some vegetables. You may have to get get some laxative. Oh, come on, y'all. We have to get what? A balanced diet. You can't just have one type of food all the time, but you need what? A balanced diet so you can grow. The physical body needs a balanced diet in order for it to have the right nutrition. So it is in the Word of God. So you have to take the word of that don't sound too cool to you at the time, and you got to take the word that will bless your soul, and you know what, make it balanced so you can grow. So be blessed today and know that with God on your side, you can make it. And come out to the revival now. You need to come out. I'll tell you, you're going through some great problems in your life. That's the place to be. City of Victory today. Tonight. You need to come out to City of Victory. You have a loved one that needs to be delivered. You can bring them there. But know that what God wants to do something just for you. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, this is just awesome word just coming forth. And you just having it from last night, from the prophetic transformation to Blog Talk Radio. I tell you, God is good. What spirit are you operating in? Are you operating in the spirit of light, or are you operating in the spirit of darkness? I tell you, that was an awesome word from Dr. Porter, Deacon Michael, and Pastor Sharon. God is good. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com. Ooh, time to talk about it. And you can listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, it is awesome. You can just go ahead. You can write it on a piece of paper, the web. You can write the number down, pass it along that they can listen. I tell you, they can even call in. They can get prayer. They can even send their prayer requests to c7glo@aol.com. Send your prayer requests. We will be happy to put you on our prayer list to pray for you. And please don't forget to call in 347-857-3925 and give us the testimony when God deliver you for whatever prayer that you ask for. Remember, your testimony can always help someone else. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line that is hosted by our very own Elder Whitted, and that number is 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. I tell you, come on, let's take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let's tear the devil kingdom down. Pray one for another. Pray for the nation. Pray for our lost loved ones. Just continue to pray like never, never, never before. I tell you, God is good. And as you hear Pastor Sharon talked about the prophetic transformation at the City of Victory, man, I tell you, last night was just off the chain. It was off the chain. So come on out. Join us tonight and tomorrow night. That's the 7th and 8th. That is Wednesday and Thursday. Today and tomorrow at 7 p.m. nightly. That address is 31325 Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. And it's right across from the Plymouth Sorrento Library. So come on, come out. You need change. You're seeking a word from God. You're going through. You need healing in your body. Whatever it is, know that God got it. Come expecting for your transformation. Whatever it is that you want God to do in that time and in that hour is for you. But remember now, you do have to come expecting. expect God to take care of it. I tell you, God is an awesome God, and nothing, nothing is too hard for him. Also, every Monday afternoon at 3 p.m., that's at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying, and that call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That is every Monday at 3 p.m. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. Stop worrying.
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go.
And I let
God,
let him have.
Let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go.
And I
let God,
let him have. Find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.